Hello, everyone. This episode was recorded live at the Steel Stacks Improv Festival last month, so thanks to them for having us. And the great intro we get at the beginning is from our friend Leanne Marie Rouse. So thanks for introducing us, and thanks for everybody coming out. It kind of goes out suddenly because we were on a pretty tight schedule at the festival, so we kind of go out on a big note and then just leave. So it just sort of stops suddenly. But enjoy.
Well, the next group that is going to come on the stage is from the Lehigh Valley, and they are my friends. I'm not improvising this. This is true. So, everyone, please, round of applause for Improvise Wikipedia.
Glenn Tickle.
This is my friend John Longer.
And we are recreating the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads in podcast form.
All of it. Every week we get a different topic from suggestion online, and we act like we know all about it, and then we check Wikipedia to find out whether we were right, and surprisingly, we're winning.
Yeah. Wikipedia, there's a big gap between the pages that are great and dog shit. We fill that void in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of our success is due to Wikipedia generally not being that good.
It's true. It's true. But for today, what's just something that you want to know more about?
Sharks.
Sharks?
We know from the time we tried to do dinosaurs. Give us a specific shark.
Oh, let's go tiger shark.
Perfect.
Tiger shark. The tiger shark is unquestionably the best flavor of the shark gummies from the 90s.
Wrong. Those? Great White.
fuck off.
It was like a special thing when they made the packs with just the Great White.
Yeah, for people that don't understand,
get
like
that creamy gummy flavor.
Shut up. You're so wrong. Mm. I guess right away we should get it out of the way. That's probably, it should be like listed under like the pop culture references.
Sure.
Of the tiger shark.
A category we keep insisting will be on a Wikipedia page and never is.
Never, right? Like popular references. But like I would put that there, the 1990 gummy sharks is a thing. But the tiger shark, obviously a fish.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're done. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
So striped, obviously.
Yeah, gets his name because of the pattern of its flesh.
Sure. Otherwise, its flesh.
Well, I mean, what are you going to call it? That's what it is.
Skin? Say skin like a person.
Okay, the color of its skin. The color of the pattern of its epidermis.
So it's, because it has to be tiger shark because it has stripes or because it lives in a jungle, and that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It lives in the water.
Jungle's famous for having no water.
Yeah, but not sharks walking around. Were one of the street sharks a tiger shark? There was three of them.
Well, really quick, do you guys remember the 1990s cartoon Street Sharks? Yeah.
That's a higher percentage than I would have guessed. Clapped for a street shark.
Yeah, no, I read
one was a hammerhead, right? One's right. Probably got to be Great White. Yeah, probably a tiger
shark. Anybody know their names from the show?
Goofus. Bitey. And side eyeballs.
Anybody actually know their names for the show? No, they want us to do all the work. And that's fair, because they paid to be here and be entertained, so we should be working hard for them.
Where do tiger sharks live? Don't say the jungle. I already tried that, and they weren't buying it.
Ocean.
Yeah, probably the ocean.
Nailed it.
But where? There's a lot of ocean.
Pacific?
That's one of them, sure. Right. Tiger sharks live in the Pacific Ocean.
Primarily.
I feel like we've been on a real streak of like doing topics on things that were created and invented. So I keep wanting to say like tiger sharks were invented in 1824. So I think we should say, when were they discovered?
1824.
Nailed it.
Like species, phylum, kingdom, that kind of a thing. We're not used to having the time crunch that we have right now.
We just got to pack in the facts right now. So, man, the times that we've done other animals, we really should have gotten better at taxonomy. So, kingdom, animal.
Animal, yeah. Nailed it.
The next one. Phylum, sharky.
Yeah. Order, tiger.
Tiger.
Yeah. Tigeria.
It's got to be fancier than tiger.
Chitara.
Yeah, definitely Chitara. Not the one that's a tiger. The one that's a cheetah from Thundercats. There's seven? Man, we are... What's the next one? Order? Know. Family?
Can I pause the tiger
Street
shark?
Street sharks.
Can I pause the tiger shark really quick? Why do we keep thinking it's a good idea to try to do this live in front of an audience?
Because we believe in ourselves, and that's the secret to success. Family, I think street sharks. Species, there's two more, and I think species might be the last one.
Genus.
Genus. Yeah.
You're a genus. That's probably before species.
Okay, well, I mean, it's important to recap because I feel like we have the good intro.
I'm not going to be able to do those again, dude.
No, it's okay. No, here's what we know, right? The tiger shark is a fish.
Yeah.
That has epidermis that looks like a tiger pattern.
Or it's flesh. Some would say it's flesh.
Great. Lives in the oceans, specifically the Pacific Ocean.
Which is the biggest one, so not that specific.
Okay, great. It was discovered in
1824. Someone's like, look at that stripy fish. Ow, it bit me.
It's a shark. It's a shark. Yeah, because sharks are classified as any fish that bites a human.
Yeah.
That's a shark.
Yeah, that's, I think, genus, teethy.
There we go. That's pretty good. Glenn Tickle, everybody, huh? Yeah. Tepid golf claps for our
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I don't need a lot of validation. I'll take, like, a little bit of it.
Sure.
At noon on a Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Not a great white shark. So it's not Jaws.
No.
Not famously not in the movie Jaws.
I feel like it's probably pretty small.
Tiger sharks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that big. I could carry it. Max weight. Tiger shark ranges between however many feet this is and one more foot. So, like, what's that?
Like 2.5 feet.
2.5 to 3.5 feet long. They weigh 40 kilograms.
You did kilograms because nobody in this room has any idea.
I know.
That is.
I threw off. Also, nobody knows what a kilogram is because the official one that they use as a standard is like decaying, and no one knows what to do about it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's just we'll do kilograms another time.
No, this is legitimately interesting. What
yeah, the world's falling apart. No one knows how much things actually weigh.
Okay.
Surprise.
So there's like a standard kilogram. Like what
is
it?
Yeah, it's platinum iridium cast is when Napoleon did it, and he's like, that's probably a kilogram, right? And everyone's like, you're in charge, so yeah, dude. And then they made a few more, and then they realized that the ones that they made don't all weigh the same anymore because they change a little bit, and they're like, beans. Should have figured this out better. So a tiger shark weighs about 40 of those.
Okay. I mean, that's I can't say
how many tiger shark attacks are there per year?
Great question, and I feel like sharks, it's one of those things where everyone is always like, you know, I'm scared to go to the ocean because I'm going to get bit by a shark, but it's actually such a small percentage.
Yeah, right? Sometimes it's a barracuda.
What?
Barracuda attacks get misreported as shark attacks sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Also, sometimes the other way, if it's like a popular beach that doesn't want like the Jaws effect of nobody showing up, you're like, oh, it's just a barracuda. Everyone's like, I'll fight a barracuda. I don't care.
Right.
But if it's a shark, then they don't go.
Barracuda is famously only 32 kilograms.
Yeah, they're slightly smaller. Yeah. No stripes.
Yeah. No, yeah.
But also in
their
the
flesh,
genus.
No pattern.
None.
No pattern.
Just
on
one
flesh.
Solid bluish green tone. That's probably what colored barracudas are. I'm not a fish scientist.
I'm trying to think what the official term of a fish scientist would actually be.
I think that's what it is.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, how many tiger shark attacks in a given year? I'm gonna say a dozen reported.
Yeah. Reported a dozen.
Yeah.
They're stealthy, so probably in reality like 300.
Sure, but we'll never know because they're not reported.
The thing that they don't get reported because remember when I said that they couldn't possibly live in the jungle? They do. They are amphibious, and a lot of people don't know that. They
since they're fish, no one assumes they're amphibious.
Yeah, everyone's like, you guys got gills. You're in the water all the time, and they're like, that's what we want you to say.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just cliche shark stuff. Like they can't stop moving.
No.
Right? Like, that's how... If they stop moving...
They could, but they choose not to.
Oh.
That's what sets them apart from other sharks, is they're more motivated.
They believe in themselves.
That's why there's so much. That's why there's so many unreported tiger shark attacks. Because they're like, we got to get out there, do some biting.
Yeah, got to bring those numbers up so we can have a. It's like a PR campaign. Yeah. For tiger sharks.
Well, because everyone's afraid of great whites, and there's sure. so few great whites, it probably drives other sharks crazy. They're like, these guys are getting all the attention. They bite like 2 people a year. More people die from hippopotamus attacks. That's a real fact. You can look it up.
It's true.
So tiger sharks are like, God, we got to get on the board here. But their stripes make them so stealthy, and the fact that people don't know that they can walk on the land. All these attacks are going unreported. And that drives them crazy, too. So now they're like having underwater meetings. And sometimes above water meetings.
Yeah, they're unionizing.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, we need
this
a
is
better...
like the worst H.P. Lovecraft short story
sure.
ever.
It's a marketing problem for the sharks, is what it is.
Okay.
Because tiger sharks, like tigers are mean, right? We all think like the bad guy in Jungle Book is a tiger. The bad guy in Tailspin is the same tiger.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're mean.
So you're just basing all of your tiger knowledge on...
It's all Shere Khan.
Okay.
All right. And specifically from Tailspin. I never read Jungle Book. Books are for nerds. We've talked about that
a
lot. Tailspin's for cool kids.
never cared for... I was a DuckTales
guy.
Oh,
come on.
Tailspin came on after DuckTales when I was growing up.
And yeah, like, and you're like, time to get cereal? What?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, no, I'm going to go eat some dry Lucky Charms at 4:30 in the afternoon
yeah.
because this is not as good as
You're not hooked into the adventures of the sea duck?
No, I don't even know
that
what
was
that
Blue's
reference
Plane,
was.
Everybody. Like the tiger shark, it could go from the water to the air. Tiger shark.
Tiger sharks could fly? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Surprise. That's the stripes. It's secret wings.
Huh.
We're getting a lot of good real facts in on this one.
Yeah, no, definitely definitely going to compare.
I feel like this is when my daughter misbehaves when there's company over. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Normally we try to like actually say things that are true.
Would you want me to pull up the actual Wikipedia page
yeah.
really quick?
Yeah, confirm how good I did about all the real shark facts that I know. All
right.
So he's going to look up tiger sharks. So basically what we do is we compare all the good real knowledge that I said now. And John did, and to actual Wikipedia, and usually, like I said, he keeps score. He decided this needs to be a competition. I'm not very competitive. It's just I am. I just don't like to be losing. But we're ahead now.
It's true.
So the tiger shark, Galeacerdo cuvier,
like we said,
yeah, is a species of requiem shark. It's a great kind of shark, and the only extant member of the genus Galeacerdo,
or bitey.
Teethy, I think I might have said. I don't know. I'm not good at remembering what I say. It is a large macro predator capable of attaining a length of 5 meters or 3.5 feet, like I said.
Just real quick, macro. What the fuck's a macro predator?
It's like a big one, but that's macro. It just means it's what I said. Populations are found in many tropical and temperate waters, especially around Central Pacific Islands. Its name derives from the dark stripes down its body.
Does it say anything about epidermis or flesh?
I don't think the word flesh appears anywhere on here. You
I'm
creep.
Gonna edit this page later.
Oh yeah. I don't think we've been doing that in season 2. We encourage people to deface the Wikipedia pages that we do by adding a fake fact. So what's our fake fact?
Yeah, we like to end some episodes by coming up with a fake fact. Honestly, I think that's all we did today. So, like, maybe we should try to come up with an actual fact that we know.
Oh, wait, hang on. Here's a real one that tiger sharks and I have in common. It also has a reputation as a garbage eater, consuming a variety of inedible man-made objects.
That's true. Before we came out on stage to do this bit, Glenn ate a bag of Cheetos, washed it down with some coffee, and then talked about how weird his poop is going to be. Like.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's not a good situation in about 3 hours.
All right, bring us home, man.
They are apex predators, so the best ones. So again, eat it, great white sharks. Tiger sharks are better. They are sometimes taken by groups of killer whales.
What?
It doesn't say eaten or attacked. It's just taken.
Yeah.
Like Liam Neeson's going to get them back.
Oh, man, like Free Willy is like hiding under a bed somewhere waiting for Liam Neeson, tiger shark Liam Neeson, to come pound his face in.
Holy shit! The shark was first described by Perrin and Lucer in 1822. Oh. We were very, very close.
Yeah! Yeah! Thank you so much!